everyone, and welcome to the Speak English podcast. As promised, I'll first read a small passage to you, and then I'll define 10 new expressions I used at the end of the episode. So let's get started with this lesson. I still remember how I was sure that she was living her best life. I had no idea that she was blowing smoke and was actually faking most of her life. She used to upload a lot of pictures of her travel trips, romantic dinners, and luxurious cars on Instagram. The sarcastic truth was that everything she posted online was totally fake. If you looked closely, you can tell that things were not as they seemed. After a while, things became clearer. Her stories were made up and started to conflict with one another. Also, even if things were partially real, she would blow things out of proportion and add some spices to her stories, trying her best to show off. She was literally full of it. However, doing so wouldn't encourage people to stay close to her. Instead, she would make them run away or use her. She must understand that being down to earth is not something to be shameful of. In fact, people are attracted to those who are genuinely humble but still confident. Also, she must remember the idiom that says, "Easy come, easy go." That being said, she must not rely on those superficial relationships because sooner or later they would actually fall apart and would eventually fail. Since I'm done reading the passage, let's define all the idioms and phrasal verbs I used previously. So let's get started with the idioms. Idiom number one, blow smoke, is defined as exaggerate or say things that aren't true to make you seem better or more knowledgeable than you are. Idiom number two, blow something out of proportion, is defined as make something seem much more significant than it really is. Idiom number three, full of it, is defined as lying or exaggerating. Idiom number four, down to earth, is defined as practical and sensible. And finally, idiom number five, easy come, easy go, is defined as easily won and easily lost. Now finally, let's define all the phrasal verbs. Number one, made up, is defined as invent a story or a plan. Number two, show off, is defined as display someone or something that is a source of pride. Number three, run away, is defined as leave one's home or current partner in order to establish a relationship with someone else. Number four, stay closer, is defined as to continue or remain in a certain place or position. And finally, number five, fall apart, is defined as break up or come apart. I hope that you have enjoyed my lesson. And thank you so much for listening to me. If you have any questions, you can always hit me up on Anchor website. Catch you later.